Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
If you're bored of your board games, we've got some for you to play on your devices.
Oh, and it's time that, once again, this time of year, to elf yourself.
And we're going to help cure dementia with an old sea captain.
Army matey, it's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by LinkedIn Learning and Lynda.com. Develop talent and keep skills current with expert-led on-demand e-learning. For your free Managing Technical Projects course and get a demo for your organization, visit learning.linkedin.com/twit. And by Texture, the mobile app that lets you access the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your smartphone or tablet. For your free 14-day trial, visit texture.com/twit. That's the strangest tease I ever heard. Yes, once again, iOS Today is on the air. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And this is the show where we talk about all forms of iOS. Of course, Apple TV, iPad, iPhone, and Apple Watch 2. And we've got a fun one because it's the holiday season. Families get together. You know, we just got through Thanksgiving. Christmas is on the way. Hanukkah and however you celebrate your winter solstice, I bet you at some point you will all gather around the kitchen table and have to talk to one another.
Right. You will. So yes. You want to avoid that at all costs, right?
It's so much easier if you're doing something.
Yes.
A game.
Mm-hmm. And I want to just thank Albert Vandenberg from the Netherlands. He's the one that gave me this idea. Sent me a message. Said, how about board games? So thanks, Albert. So should we start with my favorite, which is a classic? And I know some people are like, ooh, Monopoly. But I love Monopoly. I have always loved Monopoly.
Monopoly is one of those games. It's like childbirth, that if you haven't done it in a while, it seems like a good idea.
and then
you enter into it and you go, oh God, I remember now.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, there's a few things like we had lost our Monopoly game, which I think maybe my husband had burned it out in the
yeah,
backyard.
We lost it, honey.
But I bought another one, another actual game, the physical game. And did you know they replaced the dollar signs with like an M with a line through it?
That's no good. That's,
yeah. Well, I think it's to be international. That's what people
say. I had heard they were thinking of getting rid of some of my favorites, like the Scotty dog and the shoe. They're still in there, aren't they?
Yes, they're still in there, the dog.
Are they metal, though, or are they plastic now?
Well,
because they used to be metal, remember?
I think
the
they're
top
still
hat?
Metal. They still
what
are
was
metal.
The, what was the, what do you call that?
The top hat?
The thing that
the
you
thimble?
Played with. Thimble, is that the one you like?
Yeah, the playing piece.
Playing piece, I don't know. I guess.
No.
Yeah,
and there was a cat this time, too. I didn't think the
no,
cat
the cat's
is new.
New.
The cat is
was
new.
Was there a lead pipe and a noose?
No.
Oh, that's a different game. That's Clue. Okay.
No, there was no
Colonel Mustard. I want to be the lead pipe.
Colonel Mustard.
The problem is all of our games get mixed together. So mm-hmm. I do, in fact, when I play the Monopoly, I always like to be the lead pipe. What piece do you?
Well, I used to play the top hat or the thimble.
Yeah.
Or the shoe. I never
I
had
liked
a
the
piece.
Race car.
I was the youngest, so I got whatever was left.
I thought the race car would be the... There you go. And yeah. The iron. Remember that?
Yes.
What do kids looking at that think?
Yeah, what is that?
What is that, Mommy? And the battleship? That's an old ship.
The ship is still
like
one,
one
of them. Okay, yeah. So you can play on your iPhone. You can play on your iPad. I'll show you on your Apple TV. But
actually, that's a great way to do it because you can all sit around the TV.
Yeah, but they don't have the regular game on the Apple TV. They have some other
some quick
game.
Monopoly.
So let's play on the iPad first.
Okay.
And now, do you
is this
have
for
it?
Real?
Well, do you have it too? No, because we could play together on our different iPads.
Oh. But we could play each other?
We could play each
other. Do we have to
other.
Be on the same network?
We have to be on the same network. Or this, I can just play myself.
I'll play with you. One of the things I like about this, is this the $4.99 version?
Maybe.
Maybe you better play by yourself.
Well, I can play and then I can pass it to you.
Okay.
So we'll just play by myself.
But this does the
tabletop
banker
mode.
And this makes
this,
it easier,
let's play
right?
Tabletop mode, yes.
Yeah.
And you can play with humans or AI. So if you weren't here... I could add a cat, and that could be an AI, and then I could add the thimble, and that would be a human. You can add up to four. The top hat, and you know, I'm not going to move my... I'm just going to play by myself with three AI
All
and
right.
me.
Do the AIs play well? I mean, do they beat you?
They play pretty well.
Have you ever finished a game?
No. Have you ever? If anyone's ever finished a game of Monopoly, let me know. So the good things about playing, let's see, easy, house rules, okay.
Play. Sleight of hand would definitely should be off. Does that mean like they're going to steal
stuff? Do you know
stuff?
What that means?
I think they steal things. Don't do that.
Maybe. Play.
Try a harder.
Oh, no.
You're back.
I don't want to do that. I want tabletop mode. I want to play. I'm a human.
Make it hard.
The cat is AI. We'll play very hard. Human, AI dog, AI race.
This is a lot of players. This is 8 players.
No, this is just 4 players.
Oh, okay.
The dog is AI. The race car is AI.
Okay.
I'm the human.
Let's play.
Play. Why won't it let me play? I played this many times over the weekend.
What have you done? Have you not given enough players?
No. Maybe I need 2 human players.
Pick another human. Maybe it doesn't want to.
Okay, I guess you need 2 humans.
Okay. You can't play all by... It's not solitaire.
Yeah, is that...
Yeah.
Okay, that is... Okay.
It's funny, it's 99 cents on the iPhone, but $5 on the iPad.
Maybe because it looks better. More people are likely to play it on the iPad.
I think that's how you're going to play it.
Yeah.
Monopoly's not the kind of game you'd play in the line at the grocery store.
Probably. Like, you want to play Monopoly so bad that you're going to play...
iPads, go!
Okay, here's an advantage. Oh,
it's upside down.
Top hat gets to go first. Okay.
It doesn't really matter, I guess. But the home button is always on the right.
Yeah, that's...
Developers, please.
Please.
Let's do it right.
This.
This is because it has to be because of that's where the pins are for the smart adapter.
Why did that just mute?
I hate this game.
Okay, here's the advantage of playing. When you
Can you ever play fast? Can you just say, okay, who would win if we just finish now?
The advantage of playing on the iPad is you could stop anytime. You don't have to clean it up.
Right.
Do you ever roll the dice and then knock off everybody's hotels
Absolutely.
And stuff?
What a pain in the butt.
That never happens. Yeah. I'm going to buy, of course.
Oh, now, is that your strategy? Buy everything?
Buy everything.
Except you don't want to buy Baltic or Mediterranean. Those are just crap properties.
I buy everything.
The purples? No. No one buys the purples.
Okay.
No, you bought a red. That's a good one. Red's good. No, I'm sorry. You bought the...
I bought states.
It's not red,
Cheapo
exactly.
States.
It's more like a magenta kind of a... I don't know what colors. I like the states.
So what you want to do is get all the railroads. That's like printing money. Then
no,
everybody just...
railroad is the worst thing to buy.
No, because then if you have all 4 railroads, then people just every time they pass by, they got to
Now it's upside down again. What is with you, Monopoly? Why?
Okay, so we could play together on our different iPads. Should we play on the Apple TV? Let's play on the Apple TV. But it's this weird kind of...
It's not the same... Go, you can buy a railroad. I want to play you in Monopoly. If you think buying railroads is a good thing, I want to play you in Monopoly. You buy the utilities, too?
I buy everything.
No.
I buy as long as I have like $50 to my name,
You'll buy
everything.
Something.
Yeah.
There it is. Monopoly Here and Now, it's called.
Ooh. Ah. This.
We just were there. I saw it. This happens at your house, too. Whoever's got the Apple remote is suffering while everybody goes, I saw it. Wait, it's not Mo.
I know,
not Mo.
That is what happens.
See, right there. I hate the Apple
remote. I hate the Apple remote, too. I'm going to play it on mine.
Let me try.
Pointed at there, even though you don't need to point it.
Okay.
You try it.
Did you already install it?
Yeah, I installed it.
What are you going all the way into the store for? Okay, start a game.
Okay.
What are these?
I know. So,
Eiffel Tower.
You be the Eiffel Tower because you speak French.
Okay. So we don't get to pick our... and you want to be a Sphinx?
I'll be Sphinx.
And then the Statue of Liberty will add a computer player.
Start the game.
All right.
Good
this is so exciting. So it's like Quick Edition.
I've never played the World Edition. I think it involves stamps.
I haven't played it either. I like Atlantic City.
Whoa.
It's very 3D. Race around the world collecting stamps. Fill your passport to win. Oh, it's a different game entirely.
Mm-hmm.
How dare they call this Monopoly?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll play for you.
Okay. See?
I got an 8. Thank you. You really don't have to do anything. Cape Town. Should I buy it for 100 Monopolies?
Yes, buy it.
So we are playing the game. It's not stamps. It's not properties, but they call it stamps. So it's the same thing.
This is by Electronic Arts, by the way.
You got a 4. This is you, I presume.
Yeah, I'm the Sphinx.
Do you want the Berlin Airport?
Of course, by the Berlin Airport. Oh, wait, fly or pass? What does that mean?
I don't know. You bought it.
I'm flying somewhere.
Oh, wait a minute. You want to take a flight for $1,500?
Yes.
To go anywhere? Where would you like to go?
Rome.
You get to choose.
Queenstown.
For $1,500?
New York?
Where?
Lima?
I'm going to Lima June. Oh, because you go all the way around. Lima's like boardwalk.
I'd like to go
100
with you.
100
momos. Now I have a ticket.
What do you call those? Momos. Okay. Buy it?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is like boardwalk. Dude, nice.
Mm-hmm.
You just bought boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. That was a very good roll. Doubles. Oh, this is a Statue of Liberty. This is a computer. So the computer's going to decide what to do. Oh, chance. This is like Monopoly. This is real Monopoly.
It's fun.
First class bonus, take 40. What do you call those? Shamolians?
The M's? I don't know. I don't like it.
She just took $40 from all of us. Okay.
She did?
Yeah. Statue of Liberty now got a 6.
Statue of Liberty stole money from us.
She went to Moscow, of course. So much for Liberty.
So, yeah, if you want to get the kids away from the TV and back to the TV to play board games...
You know, I would do this. I mean, this is a little more fast-paced than regular Monopoly. It looks like it's, despite the deceptive look, it's a little bit more like the real game. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you paid different. $3.99 for this.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the idea of playing board games on the TV. So my game is a little bit more subversive.
Oh.
It's called Exploding Kittens. Screw Monopoly. Let's blow some cats up, baby. This is a game kind of in the spirit of Cards Against Humanity, right?
Right.
You know that game?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I might have showed you this game before. Here, we'll do the quick tutorial so you can kind of see.
This was a Kickstarter, right?
Yes. It's from, is it the oatmeal? I can't remember.
Yes, yeah. I think so.
All right, so we'll do my avatar is, I'm Gramps, a.k.a. Raindrops. I have a fish on my head. I could play with strangers in public, or I could play, you know, in our network. But let's go through the tutorial, because that way people could actually see the game. There are several exploding kittens in the draw pile to win the game. Don't blow yourself up. To see what a card does, just tap on it. Okay, so there's various cards. Skips drawing a card. Reverses the order. Have you ever played Uno? Catnip
yes.
Sandwich, kind of like Uno. So let's play a card here, which is reverse. We're going to go backwards. Okay. You can play as many or as few cards as you'd like on your turn. That's kind of different, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to draw because I played a card, so let's draw one. Oops. There we go. Blind, nothing but cat butt. That's it. That's the shortest tutorial ever. Okay.
Are any kittens going to be harmed?
No, not unless you pick the exploding kitten card. And then yes, they will be.
But those are illustrated
kittens. Here, we'll do a face-to-face game. What do you say? No, I don't want to search for nearby games, man. Host a game for your face-to-face friends. Okay. Now, this is the expansion packs. I think, how much is this game? I can't remember. The core deck, recommended for beginners. If you've ever played with these decks, it's kind of like this one. I did it a few years ago, I know. Waiting for nearby players. Well, I guess we won't play the game. You get the idea.
Oh, so I could play on mine.
If we were on the same network and if you had the game. You get the idea.
I have it.
Do I need to do more?
No, I don't think you do.
Need I show you more? You can report a jerk if you want. You can get support. And all that. So there you go. This is Exploding Kittens. All right, I'll show you one more that's a little less weird. How about that? You see, I have a big game thing. I showed you this one before, too. But this is the best, bar none, solitaire game. And the story is kind of interesting. This is a game, let's go back to the beginning here, that Winston Churchill taught a U.S. Embassy member who then taught it to Donald Rumsfeld, the former Secretary of the Defense.
Mm-hmm.
under George Bush. W. Bush. And Donald Rumsfeld, now that he doesn't have anything else to do, decided to pass it along. Nobody knew about this game, but it was Churchill. I think Churchill invented it. It was Churchill's favorite game. You hear some Churchill in the background. This is extremely good solitaire for people who are serious solitaire players. You see, we're going to play the aces on this board. We also have to get rid of this deck in order to win the game, which, of course, as with all solitaires, means we've used all the cards. These are kind of hard to get rid of. This is kind of a nice way to start, frankly. So I'm going to put my aces up there. Oh, I got a couple of aces. That's good. Let's get all those aces up there. Oh, there's another one. So I must be playing the easy game. Because I'm doing very well. If you have a blank opening, you could put a king there. That's nice. It's the same solitaire game you've played before where you alternate black and white, right? Or black and red, I should say. So that's nice. This is playing out pretty well. Put the blackjack on the queen. Ah, nice. Now I can put a two there. Very nice. So you get the idea. You've played solitaire, mm-hmm. I'm sure, before. The key really is to get these. This is the hardest part.
Three,
to get rid
three
of these.
Diamonds. Three of diamonds.
You see a three of diamonds? I can play it up there. Nice. Nice. If I get to a point where I'm stuck and I probably...
Eight to the nine.
Eight to the nine? Oh, you play this game before. You know how to play this game. Good. No. I've got a nine and ten. Now, remember, these openings can only be filled with a king. Mm-hmm. So I have to wait until I get a king to do anything with that. I wish I had a red ace of hearts there.
I wish you did, too.
Does it look like I'm stymied? Am I stuck? Am I done? All right. We're going to deal out some cards here. And you see it's filled in all the holes, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah. So kind you do not bummer. Want holes? Because why does
You want fun? Holes because, like, for instance, I'd love to get this king off the seven there. Right. You see like that? Mm-hmm. So you do kind of want these. And there's another king there hiding these 4-3 here. And I can't move those until I can get to those. Oh, I guess I can do this. Watch this. And then be clever do that. All right. That was a good move. That jack can go over here. Anyway, you've played
right.
solitaire.
There's literally
before.
Nothing better than watching someone play solitaire.
Yeah, this is if you're a solitaire fan, I know Microsoft just announced that you could play Microsoft Solitaire on the iPad, and probably a lot of people are thinking, "Oh, I want to play Microsoft Solitaire." No, stop it. Do not. This is a great game. There's a lot more. They time you. There's hints. You could play hard. You could play easy. There is undo, but there are limited undos if you make a mistake. Churchill Solitaire, easily the best solitaire game out there. There are in-app purchases. You can get deal packs and so forth. But I think this is just a really the most compelling solitaire game yet, thanks to Winston Churchill and Donald Rumsfeld, of all people.
Well, I have to thank Kevin Dankoff, who reminded me of one of my favorite games. I think you call it a board game to play when I was little, Mastermind.
Love Mastermind.
You remember Mastermind? Now, Mastermind required
two people.
Oh, look,
it looks just like that plastic board that we had when I was a kid.
It required two people back in the day, but now it doesn't. Now you can play. So you remember that you...
So we're showing you the games you can play when you... can't take your family anymore, right. And you run off to your bedroom.
Yeah, or you could get help. So you come up with it's a code-breaking game. I'm going to guess that the code is...
So there is, up at the top, there's a hidden sequence of four dots.
And you have to get it.
What you do is you're trying to guess it. And what it tells you is two things. How many you got right in your guess, and how many were in the right position in
right.
your guess. In this case... You got what?
So the black means that I had one of these is the correct color in the correct place. Not necessarily this one or this one.
We don't know which one.
And the white one is just a correct color, but in the wrong place.
So this is a logic game. So your guesses are, you hope, and believe it or not, you can, with the given eight guesses, win this game. But you have to be a great logician to do it. It's a lot of fun.
What we know is, since there were two pinks... then pink's probably not the right color in the wrong place because there was only one of them, right? Or, you know, there's only one.
Right.
So
you'd have an extra
I'm gonna
dot.
Guess that. And I'm going to guess pink there.
Yeah.
What do you
there
think
you
about
go.
That?
The and idea is green. To make your guesses give you more information based on what you already know.
What do you think, green or white?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's or blue.
This game makes my head hurt. All right. Oh,
okay.
You got two, but they're not in the right place.
Right.
So zero are in the right place.
So we think that yellow one is there. I think that one's there, right? Because we had one in the right place.
Well, it's not the red for sure, right?
So then the red is probably... the wrong place. Let's try the red there. What do you think?
Okay.
And then...
then you couldn't have any pinks or... You could have
or
a green.
Or a green or a red, yeah, right? Yeah. Let's try green there. Then what
this
do you think
there?
This
is a hard game. I don't know.
You know,
this game is
white.
So hard. And the good thing about this version is you can't eat the pieces.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Pieces were so small.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go through this, but believe me, this keeps your brain smart.
It was a great game and very challenging, but I always like to play because it made my brain hurt, but I could, you know, sometimes I could figure it out.
Right. I think this is good for,
it's a logic game.
It's not mindless. And yeah, so thank you.
Now, I bet the guy who suggested this, he's from Holland. So I'm going to guess he's a fan of the new board games. These, in the last 10 years or so, these games have just taken the world by storm. I think it started with this Carcassonne, which is a French game. And the idea of all of these games is you have a playing area, you have resources, you're playing against other people. And the idea is to try to control areas, mine resources, and so forth. The real problem about these games is there's a lot of pieces and a lot of setup and a lot of rules. So one of the advantages you have on these iPad versions...
or type it in.
I'll just type my name in. Leo.
That's a very nice name.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Looks like this might be your first game of Carcassonne.
Yeah, let's get the tour.
Great.
I think that's the easiest
let's
way to do
started.
This. Let's get started. I have Settlers of Catan, which is a similar game, and Carcassonne.
This is the table.
And I can never get anybody to play with me.
I have to be honest and say I don't like these strategy games that you have to set up.
The game starts with a tile in the
middle of the table. Catan never did it for me.
Really? Yeah.
Players start to build the world of Carcassonne.
So every time you play, the map is going to be different because you're taking turns as the players laying down these 70 map tiles.
Place your tile in one of the spots where it... Good choice. That's a nice spot for your tile.
Yes.
Now, sometimes when you aren't too sure about the spot, you might want to change your mind. Let's try that. Exactly like that.
This is a very gentle introduction to a game that is extremely hard. I've had to sit down with the rules in my hands and try to explain it to people. No fun at all. You'll lay out the board. Each of the players will get pieces to play. The rule set is fairly arcane.
Press the check mark in the upper right.
And so we're just going to run through this. I don't think we need to do any more of this. You get the idea. The thing is, it's a lot better to play. And I'll show you the other one. So this is Carcassonne. And Settlers of Catan is the other. And these are much easier to play on the iPad. You don't have the texture of, you know, the cardboard pieces and the wooden tiles and all that stuff. But you get to play the game in a much more expedited way. And these are exact copies of the actual game. You're not getting like the Monopoly game we just saw on the TV, a kind of a weird version. Both of them are very similar. Lots of fun to play. Highly recommend them. And this is there will always be a few family members like Megan who say, I'm not going to play that game. But if you have teenage boys in the family, I find those are the ones who really like it. These particular
right, and it's good
games.
To train them to be, elves and lords as opposed to railroad
tycoons. There's no shooting,
tycoons.
Yeah. Well, Railroad Tycoons is good too, and we've shown you before a Ticket to Ride, which is a really fun board game that also I think made a very good transition to the iPad. So there's a couple you might want to look at: Settlers of Catan HD and Carcassonne. Carcassonne was really the progenitor of this whole category of games, so that might be a good one to start with.
So another one, I played all different board games when I was young. Another one that I loved was Scrabble, and of course,
love Scrabble.
Words with Friends, that has been around for a while.
It's not exactly Scrabble, but it's close enough. There is a Hasbro Scrabble, you know, official Scrabble, but everybody I know plays Words with Friends, including my wife and my mom, so I'm playing with them, and I guess we're now playing Words with Friends.
We are now playing, so there's an iMessage app.
That's so weird.
And so we have this game here on my screen. I don't know why it's making me do that, but...
So this is our game that we're in the middle
game,
of.
And I'm going to nudge you remind
you. So notice on my iPhone, we're playing in Messenger, and you've just nudged me. Now I tap it, and I can. It's kind of weird, but I'm playing this game with you in Messenger. So you played, quote, you're now beating me 44-10. This is really humiliating.
You guys in the chat room can help him. You can see his letters.
Yeah. So I saved this glow for an S. I was hoping you wouldn't have an S so I can get glows. I didn't want to set you up for a triple word score there. And maybe I still should be a little bit careful about that. How about if I just... I was going to do maybe sign, but that'll set you up. I could just do sin, and that's 30 points. Mm-hmm. I could do, oh, how about this? How about Asian? Mm. That would be nice. How many points do I get there? The only risk of that is I'm setting you up 34. It's only four more points. One of the things that Scrabble purists will not like, but Words with Friends has this little capability to check, is that a real word? No, Asian is not a real word because it's a proper noun.
Asian is not a real word.
And it
word.
Will tell you that. And that's the biggest difference between real Scrabble and Words with Friends. And it's one of the things, it's a bone of contention because some people say, oh, well, that's not fair. In real Scrabble, you have to know if the word's a real word, and you can be challenged if you propose a word that isn't. And there's a lot of strategy around that. On the other hand, you know, I don't know, is this a word, nasin? Boy, I would like it to be. Let's just check. No, it's not a word, huh? How about on this game, you can try things without submitting them. You'll see what the score you'll get for it, and you can see if it's a real word. So there's a certain value, I think, to that. I don't, you know, there's two different schools of thought on that, right? So what should I do here? Maybe I'll just do sin. That gets me most of the way there. That's 30 points. And I know that's a word, plus I get the glows. So now that's passed off to her. Oh, this is one little thing. I submitted that, but she doesn't get it until I send the message with the board, and I get a sticker. So I can send you a sticker,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Nice.
So then I can see it here.
Yeah. In your Messenger.
Yeah. And you can play. I'm also playing with Anthony. And he did a word that I've never heard. Sob. S-A-B-E. Do you know what word that
sabe.
Is?
Sabe.
Sabe? What's a sabe?
I don't know. Now, there is an add-on. I guess you don't have it that you can look up a word on this
yeah,
game as
maybe.
Well.
I don't have
if
it.
If you don't know it.
Yeah. I also have Google where I can look that up there. Right. I really enjoyed this. I never played the Words with Friends, but...
It's a really good game, and you're playing real people. You can have many, many games going at once. I have two against my mom, one against Lisa, and now one against you. That's four games at the same time, and you play it at your leisure. It's fun.
Yeah.
I like Words with Friends.
I have one more.
One more?
I have one more.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's really a board game, but it was recommended by John, who's iTunes matched on Twitter. And he gives me a lot of recommendations. Mad Libs.
Love the Mad Libs.
Is that a board game?
You know, you can do Mad Libs with the Amazon Echo, too.
Oh.
Oh, she's good at the Mad Libs. But this was, you know, this was always so much fun when you were a kid and you had to have a paper pad and you'd use up the pad. You couldn't do it, you know, again and again. So I like the idea of doing this on the iPad. These are examples of games that are kind of, in some ways, better on the iPad.
I think so. I think it's fun.
Let's play. So people know if they've never played it.
Who's a person in the room?
I would say Megan.
And then you just swipe up.
This is great for parties.
Place.
The Aegean Stables.
My gosh.
A-G-E. Yeah, there you go. You got, you know, A-G-A. Yeah, there you go. That's close
enough. I didn't
go
to school just to eat my lunch.
I did. And sometimes twice in a single day. Okay, there's a good place. Okay. Bony. The key on Mad Libs is to really...
Is it EY or...
I think it's close enough. There you go.
Oh, this is a short one.
The short
longer.
One. Now, here we go.
On the road.
And on the road. Megan from the Aegean Stables thinks that bony is their absolute favorite adjective. That wasn't very good.
No. There's a longer one. That's a just
you get the idea. I don't think we need a longer one. Just
and
so
you can
see.
Share it. You can
These
send
can
it to
very
people.
Funny.
Probably in-app purchases. You can buy more.
Yeah.
But thanks, because this is good to occupy you, and then you don't have to Waste Inc.
Mad Libs is still around.
I know. Well, because a lot of these board games, I notice, you know, when you're playing Monopoly, it's you're learning math. You know, what's 500 minus 250? You're counting. You're doing all the things. But they do it for you on the iPad.
Do you ever play Uno?
Of course. Who doesn't play Uno?
Uno is fun, isn't it?
Uno is fun for the first 7 or 18 hours, and then it's not so fun.
Well, don't play it for 18 hours, although, so don't play this game. You can't enter your age. What? Oh, I see. I'm entering it there. I've just made myself 660 years old. There we go.
Would you allow it?
All right, here we go. Let's connect. So I like the card deck, but sometimes, you know, you lose it. It gets mm-hmm.
bent.
Grimy, mm-hmm. bent. So this is Uno for the iPad. That's all we need to say, really.
Is it free?
Yeah, I think so. And the other side of this is I'm going to log in with Facebook. You can play other people who aren't sitting next to you eating ham sandwiches with you. So there you go. Uno.
Okay, so I had a few other recommendations that I will just tell you about that people sent. Patrick recommended Flux.
I have that.
You have Flux.
Yeah.
But you haven't played it yet.
No, you want to try it together? Let's try it together. This is apparently a very popular card game among the hipsters.
Okay, but I don't have it.
We'll play offline.
Okay.
Okay, you have no available games to play, so let's tap to create a new game. All right. So I'm going to play against an AI player. We'll just do it that way. Okay. It's a card game. We're getting dealt a card, and so there's a variety of cards. There's to play this card, drag it to the highlighted. Let's do that again. Search the discard pile. So this is one of those card games. You know, we've talked a little bit last week or the week before about Hearthstone and Plants vs. Zombies Heroes. This is very similar. All right, so these are various cards. You must play one card. I'm going to play one card, and I'm going to play it right there, hand limit. And then the AI player is going to play it, his card, and I have to discard two cards? Jeez, that's terrible. How do I discard?
Patrick says he prefers the actual card game.
I think this is the kind of game where it's probably more fun to play with the actual cards. There are some great card games out there. A lot of them aren't on the iPad, but we play... what is the name of that game? It's so much fun. It's like a spy game, and of course there's Werewolf and lots of options like that. Those games are a lot of fun. Anyway, this is FLUXX. This is not free, right? It was
$2.99.
Yeah. Okay.
Sandy Wilson recommended Carcassonne, which you already talked about.
I love
Ticket to Ride, which you already talked about.
I love Ticket to Ride.
And then Splendor, Agricola, and Patchwork.
I don't know those.
Check those out.
All right.
But now
you got a lot of participation.
Now we've played enough. Now it's time to learn some new things.
Learn. And by the way, I got a special deal for you from LinkedIn Learning. We've talked about them before. Remember, LinkedIn purchased lynda.com and have done a great job turning it into an even better place to do on-demand e-learning. It's at learning.linkedin.com/twit. And they have now a free course that you might be interested in. I want you to try it out. It's from a management expert, great guy, Bob McGannon. And it's called Managing Technical Projects. So if you're in a business or you'd like to be in a business where you have to manage technical projects, they're unique, obviously. You have to research the technology. You don't want to have a lot of downtime. You have to get everybody trained and up to speed. So McGannon talks about how to do this, to mitigate risks and challenges and to do a great job managing a technical project. So if you have to do this, I want you to check it out. You can even look at case studies. I love it that he gives you real-world examples. And when you're looking at the case study, he'll say, okay, now what would you do? And you can compare your solution with his recommendations to see and develop those project management skills. This is one of just 9,000 courses on LinkedIn Learning. You can get it for your whole team, and that's what I would do. We do that here for as little as $2,000 a year. Everybody can learn. They'll identify, they actually help you find the right courses for the right people, precise skills in your organization so you can set goals, you can create personalized recommendations using LinkedIn's network intelligence. And the classes, of course, if you saw, remember lynda.com, they had great creative classes in Photoshop, in Office, there's business skills, there's technology courses, programming, industry experts who are great teachers. You can learn anytime, anywhere, online or offline on any device. And because they chunk up every course into bite-sized videos, you can go to specific parts and solve an immediate problem, or just take the courses a little bit at a time. Get your free Managing Technical Projects course and get a demo for your organization today by visiting learning.linkedin.com/twit. I'm learning.linkedin.com/twit. Make sure you go there, because we want to make sure that you get that free course and that they know that you saw this on iOS Today. learning.linkedin.com/twit. And we're really thrilled to have LinkedIn Learning. We had a great relationship with lynda.com, and I'm so glad that, you know, Lynda did a great job and she sold it to LinkedIn, and now they're going to make it even better, which is fantastic. learning.linkedin.com/twit.
So, Leo, did you remember to buy some Ray-Ban sunglasses this weekend?
Were they free?
They were not free, but I don't know. Some of us had a reminder in our calendar to buy some Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Oh, this drives me crazy.
Yes, the spammers have gotten to our calendar, yeah. And a lot of people are already talking about this in the chat room.
I pinpointed this problem years ago. This actually started happening to me because there was no way to prevent somebody from sending you a calendar invitation. Mm-hmm. And the only solution I could find was to disable calendar invitations, which isn't necessarily the right solution, right? Because we use calendar invitations here at Twit. Mm-hmm. People will send us invitations to meetings, invitations to specials, things like that. So it's very frustrating.
Yes, here's a different way. So don't accept it or decline it or say maybe, because then it's the same way back in the day when you'd respond to a spam message,
right?
Or unsubscribe.
You're telling them
they know
I exist.
You're there, yeah. And that you're an account. Okay, so here, this came from MacRumors. Here's what you can do. So here's the spam that I have, the Cyber Monday Ray-Ban only.
Did you actually get it?
I got it, yeah. I got it. And I thought I was the only one to get it. But then Matt Borkin emailed me. He's like, have you seen this? So here's what you do. You go to calendars.
That's terrible.
And then
Apple needs
you
to
go
solve
to
this.
Edit. And then you want to add a new calendar.
So you're going to move this to a junk calendar,
okay.
Basically.
Yes, a spam calendar. Okay. I think I need to, let's see, edit. Where is this? Add a new calendar. Let me see. It's here somewhere.
I think it was happening to me with Google calendars, actually, not Apple's calendars. So this was a couple of years ago this happened in Google calendars. And I guess Google has fixed it, or maybe I've turned off automatic invites. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Where do I add a new calendar? Edit. Add calendar. And then I'm going to call it spam.
This is too many steps, though, to have to go through every time you get spam.
You're creating an account, and you're going to add it all. Add the user to always go to that calendar.
Oh.
So, done. And then...
anytime he sends you an invite, he goes to the spam calendar.
Then, done. Mm. And then I open that, and then I add it to the spam calendar, so it will always go. That person will always go to the spam calendar. Yeah, if it's a new user. But that's... I mean, Apple, like you said, Apple has to fix this. But for now, that's what you can do. Don't tap on any of those.
And the problem is, as Patrick Delahanty's pointing out, you can't change your Mobile Me email address. So they're just spamming random addresses. But the minute you accept or decline, and most likely you're going to want to decline, or even hide, you're sending them a notice that this is a real email address. Now you're really stuck. You're going to get lots more
that.
Of those.
So they also said that you could go to your iCloud calendar settings on your computer.
Yeah, you can't do it on your iPad. You have to go
to your computer, open the calendar, click the cog in the bottom left corner to go to Preferences, Advanced, then select Receive Event Invitations as Email. So check out this. We'll put the article
in
the show notes
on how to do
it.
That's what I did, because I didn't want them to go into my calendar automatically. I think that's a bad feature.
That's really, Apple should fix that. And I think they will, don't you think?
Yeah. But that's ridiculous. Google did this. This actually, it started for me when they created Google Plus, and somebody figured out, you could do Google Plus invitations, calendar invitations, and people can't turn them off and they're going to get spam. And I used to get tons of spam. Google did eventually fix that, but the only way to fix it initially was to do exactly the same thing, which is to say, don't put invitations in my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Apple doesn't, the only choice Apple says is, well, you can't not get an invitation, but at least you can put it in your email where you can spam filter it.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, I got my Series 2 finally. It took about a month
to
get it. Yeah. So
I got wait a minute. Did you get pink?
I got rose gold.
That's pink. That really is pink.
I got the rose gold. Yeah. And
what do you
I
think? Better battery life?
Yes. I go to bed at 60% battery life. It's a new world. Like, I would have 60% battery life.
I mean, no matter what time you'll go to bed if your watch is at 60% battery
life. Like the time to go to bed.
So like, oh, I'm almost down now.
You'll notice that I also went with a 42-inch.
Why? Not why? Why?
Because I wanted more battery life.
You're kind of
and
a hefty
I want a bigger screen.
Too,
I'm a hefty girl.
No, I'm just kidding. I think it's kind of, you know, like, just these are ugly, big-ass watches. They're going to look ugly. You might as well embrace it. Right.
Right? Exactly.
Because there's no way, even a 38 is not going to look demure on you.
Right. And because I'm so hefty, I've been taking up swimming.
I'm teasing. You're a slim, svelte, and a tiny lass, and it doesn't look that bad, even though you have small wrists.
Yes.
It's not terrible.
So I went for a swim in it, with it.
Good for you.
In like a,
did you have it spit afterwards?
I did, and it didn't really spit as well as I would want it to. So it's actually quite interesting. So you can set the length of the pool, you know, and then you can set. I said I wanted to do 325 calories, which was an hour of swimming for me.
Holy cow.
And
that's a lot of swimming.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I wish that it would stop recording when I was resting at the side.
Right.
It doesn't do that.
It doesn't. You have to tell it to stop.
Yeah. And you know what? It says that when it's wet, the GPS, I mean, the heart rate monitor doesn't work when you're underwater, which I thought that was part of it. And when I recorded, when I went to the workout app, it gave me an average heart rate. So,
I don't know either. I don't go swimming. I use it for spin classes and other exercise classes. And I have to say, that's really the best thing about the Apple Watch, in my opinion, is the fitness stuff.
Yeah.
I really think it does it quite well.
So the other thing, it's like it uses the accelerometers to know if you're swimming like breaststroke or crawl or whatever.
So it knows what kind of
stroke
you... Yeah,
so I was a mixed stroke. So, yeah.
That's what it calls your stroke.
Yeah, and
we can't figure out what the hell she's doing.
It's just sort of flailing kinda around like in there.
I don't know. Is that the crab stroke? What is that? I don't...
So that is the pool swim. You can also do an open water swim. But it was... I will admit that I didn't swim for a long time because I couldn't measure it on an Apple Watch. And so now I can... So my Apple Watch is controlling my workout.
You're going to do more swimming?
I think so.
That's great.
Yeah.
I exercise more because I know you and Renee Ritchie are watching.
It's true. I am.
What I'm doing. And
nice
I have to
workout
pay attention.
This morning, by the way.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
So what I figured is if I put this on a paint can shaker for an hour, it really registers some calories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just goes boom, big calories.
No, you. I know how many calories you burned today. Let's
a
see
lot.
How many you burned.
I burned a lot. I took a spin class.
918.
And then on Friday, I did something they call high intensity interval training. And I couldn't move all weekend. Otherwise, that's my story. That's why I didn't do other activities over the weekend. You might have noticed my watch was zero the whole time. See, if I know I'm not going to exercise, I don't put on the watch.
You don't put it on.
I don't want you to know I'm not exercising. I want you to think, oh, he's just not wearing the watch.
I also noticed that all the people that I follow, no one did the Thanksgiving challenge on the Apple Watch.
I tried. I did. I exercised on Thursday, but it didn't count anything but walking.
Yeah, or running.
You had to make mileage.
You had to do, yeah.
And I was hoping, because I did, what did I do, a rowing or something. I was hoping that that would count.
No. They wanted you to go outside.
I wanted that turkey logo.
Mm-hmm. I got the turkey logo.
All you had to do was 5 kilometers. It's nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk. We didn't talk about the touch disease because that was Tuesday of last week.
And
after
Apple
the show.
Has admitted it.
They've admitted it, and they'll fix it, but they'll still make you pay $150.
Yeah.
For something that we don't you think is a bug?
They say no. And so when they said, okay, we acknowledge this, and the way it happens, you dropped it. You must have dropped it. You dropped it, didn't you? Admit you dropped it. You dropped
it. Because you were holding it wrong.
You were holding it wrong, and you dropped it. So you can't expect us to fix that for free. You dropped it. They literally said, you must have dropped it in a press release. I imagine there are a few people contesting that, saying, no, I didn't drop it. It just did it. But the problem is, how many people have had an iPhone for a year or two and could say with absolute confidence, no, it has never been dropped.
It's true.
You know, it slid off the bed once. You can't really say. But they said, you know, oh, no, it had to have been a sharp fall that caused the, I don't buy that. We've hypothesized that it's torquing, that it maybe is in your pocket or something, and that the connection, the solder is actually breaking, because people can re-solder it if they really know what they're doing, re-solder it. That it's actually, so I think Apple's response is, well, it's better than nothing, but it's less than fully satisfying.
Right, because it costs $300 to fix it, and they'll pay half of it.
Nice.
And then they're also recalling a small number of 6S's because the battery dies.
Yeah.
So between September and October of last year, if you bought a 6S that has a certain serial numbers, then you
I know somebody who was in that group, did in fact have that, and it wasn't that correct serial number, so he's going to get his replaced.
It seems like you should be able to enter the serial number online, and not, but it says you have to go to your local
Apple normally
store.
You can. In the past, they've been able, there is a serial number form that you can enter. We did that with my iMac, right, and found out that we were in the range of affected serial numbers for recalls. I'm surprised they're not doing that for this.
Yeah. Well, Radio Rod wrote in. He was here earlier in the chat room.
Yes.
Not sure if you're still here, Rod. But he writes, because we were talking about Google's photo scan and removing glare.
Yeah.
And he says Google's 3D scan app, he shows us a DIY hack for getting rid of it yourself. He says if you want to take a photo of something and all you get is a bunch of reflections, just hold either side of the 3D filter up, which he made with those three 3D
polarizing
glasses.
Filter.
Yeah.
It's a polarizing filter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you get the glasses from the movie theater, you hold it up, you rotate the glass until all of your reflections disappear, and it works well and doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
And he sent us two photos of his car.
Do we have them?
We have those photos of his car. I think Brian has them there somewhere. And
I'm not sure I can recommend people steal the 3D glasses from the movie theater.
I guess you don't. They don't really give them out, do they?
So, look at that. Mm-hmm. Disappeared.
Yeah.
Photographers have known this. They even make filters for photography, for lenses that are called polarizing filters that do exactly
so
this.
So you probably could buy them if you don't want to.
You
if
could.
You feel bad about stealing.
You could. And you could, I mean, if you have those Ray-Bans that you got from 99 cents.
Right, those,
often those have polarizing lenses, and you could use them too. All it is it's a shutter. It's like a invisible shutter in the lens, and if you rotate it properly, the sun reflection won't get it blocked by the shutter, but you'll still be able to see what's through there.
All right, so last week we talked about iCloud and recording your call history and such, and Kevin Berg, he's a friend of the show, he's come to visit before, he's an IT guy, and he tried to explain, and I'm going to read it, and you're going to need to help me explain, because iCloud, there's parts of iCloud that are still a complete mystery to me. It just seems like it doesn't make sense, but he says...
I think even there are people even in Cupertino at Apple for whom it does not make sense and don't understand it at all.
Okay, so here's what Kevin says. My wife and I use the same primary iCloud account and on her iPhone and my iPad, but we use different accounts for FaceTime.
Yes.
Despite using different accounts for FaceTime, when I look at the audio history in FaceTime on my iPad, it actually shows me her entire call history from her iPhone, received and placed calls, but not missed calls, apparently, and it's pretty much up to the minute.
Yes.
That tells you that it's based on the primary iCloud account used on the device and
that's
not
correct.
Tied to iCloud backup, since there's no restoring going on, and each device has its own compartmentalized backup within the iCloud account.
Yeah, that's not true. Because you're using the same iCloud account. And this reason is that FaceTime, you probably have noticed this, is treated as a regular phone call on the iPhone. So if you look in your contacts, if you know somebody who has FaceTime, you can make a regular voice call or a FaceTime call, and it will show up in your call log, your regular phone call log. And since you share an iCloud account, you share a phone log. They're not separated. The FaceTime accounts can be separated, but FaceTime is not treated as a separate kind of call. It's part of your phone app. So it records FaceTime calls, and you can verify this for yourself if you look at your call log in the phone call that FaceTime calls are included in there. And that's why it's backed up to your iCloud. So I don't think that's any different from what I said, which is that your iCloud contains this information. And if you share, and this is why we've said many times, do not share an iCloud account with somebody else, because you will get their texts, you'll have their phone logs, you'll get a lot of stuff that you maybe didn't even intend to share. So everybody should have their own iCloud account. And if you want to share apps, photos, things, you can use family sharing. And that's why Apple created, I think, family sharing.
So
I think that's really just a misunderstanding about FaceTime is not treated as a separate way of calling. It's just part of the phone app.
So maybe this is related and maybe not. But when my kids don't have a phone, but they have an iPad, and they can FaceTime me from the iPad.
On your phone.
Yeah, when I'm here at work, even though they don't have they're logged into my iCloud account there.
Right.
So like they're basically making a call to the same phone.
Well, if you notice how FaceTime, when you go to your FaceTime account, it says all the email addresses you're associated with, whatever phone numbers you may or may not be associated with. It's getting those from the iCloud account, so they can. That's it. You're saying why are they able to call me? Well, because it's just a different device.
Okay. Well, that's a good hack account. Though. If you don't want to give your kids a phone, but you're leaving them home alone, and you want them to be able to contact you on their iPad, and you don't have a home phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that's an important distinction. Somebody's saying, are you talking about an iCloud account or an Apple ID? Your Apple ID is your iCloud account. You may have other iCloud accounts, but your Apple ID is associated with an iCloud account. If you're sharing that your Apple ID, your iCloud account, you're sharing your Apple ID. You can have a separate account for your iTunes, which I do.
It's so confusing.
You know what? This is why, this frankly is part of the problem. I don't think Apple even understands how this
well,
works.
Well, don't you think there are, well, obviously I know you're joking, but I mean, they've done it for a reason, right? Someone had a good reason to do this.
It undoubtedly makes sense to somebody. That's all I'm willing to say. It undoubdedly makes sense to somebody.
I'm going to find that somebody, and when they're sleeping, I'm going to draw a mustache on their face because I'm mad at them.
You can't have a different Apple ID from your iCloud account. Absolutely. But your Apple ID also has an iCloud account associated with it.
Oh, it's so confusing. All right. Well, before the show started, I promised that I was going to help cure dementia with an old sea captain. But before that, we're going to read some magazines.
That's pretty exciting. I want to be here for that. Our show today brought to you by Texture. We did on the show on Twitter on Sunday, I think I did a Texture ad. And who was it? Was it Ian Thompson? No, Larry Maggot bought it while I was doing the show. He was a guest on the show. He said, oh, that's great. And the thing that's put him over the top is the fact that you can use your Texture account on five different devices. Mm-hmm. And he said, do they know you're telling people that? I said, they tell me to tell you that. They don't. What is Texture? It's like Netflix for magazine. 200 of the best magazines. You subscribe with one flat fee. Look at all the magazines. Just scroll down. Everything. So if you're reading, you know, and I would say every month there's at least one article in five or six magazines that I know I'm going to want to read. The New Yorker, The Atlantic, often in Vanity Fair, Rolling Stone. There's usually one. I don't want to read the. Frankly, I don't want all of Rolling Stone, but there's always one really good journalistic article in there. And so the problem is, if I were to buy each of those on the newsstand, it'd cost me $50 or $60 a month. If I were to subscribe, it would cost even more, and I'd have all this paper I don't want for one article. So Texture is such a great solution. You'll even get magazines that you wouldn't probably buy in the newsstand. Maybe People or Entertainment Weekly is one of those things where it's a guilty pleasure. It's nice to have. For my business, you know, I probably should read Billboard. Very expensive to subscribe to. Advertising age. Well, I don't have to. I get it with my Texture. And that way I can keep up on my business. It's fun to know what the Hot 100 records are at any given amount of time. So you can read your Billboard. Wired magazine is in there. I don't want to leave out any magazines. Sports Illustrated, Variety. I mean, just is a great collection of magazines. You'll never be at a loss for something to read. Whether you're interested in news, if you like cooking, they have a whole bunch of cooking magazines. You know what I really like is the photography magazines like Shutterbug, Popular Photography, National Geographic. If you love photography, a magazine doesn't do justice to it. They have to screen the print to put it on paper. It's not going to look as good as it does on your iPad. It looks great on your iPad. They have National Geographic Traveler, too, which is really fun. Travel magazine. Sunset, the California magazine. Veranda. You know what I love is Dwell. Dwell is a great magazine. And lots of wonderful images, which look so good on the iPad. You're going to get every page that's in the magazine on the newsstand, plus back issues, plus you get bonus features that are not in the magazine, like videos. So many great magazines out there. Normally, it's just $9.99 a month for all those magazines. If you sign up right now, texture.com/twit, you're going to get a free two-week trial. It's perfect time of year. If you've got any traveling planned for the holidays, get on the airplane with Texture. What I do is you pick your favorite magazines, and you can say download that ahead of time. So when I get on the airplane, I have about 20 magazines. Lots of great stuff to read. I don't have to go to the newsstand. I don't have to feel guilty about the paper. I don't have the coffee table clutter. I've got everything I want. Texture.com/twit. And yes, you can share your account with your other family members. So it's really a great deal. Texture.com/twit. We thank Texture so much for their support. Is it time to don the hat?
Oh, yes.
My hat matches my outfit.
I guess now mine also matches my outfit.
It is. You're wearing a pork pie hat.
Mm-hmm. John works pretty hard to match with the outfit or the season.
Yeah.
That's his only job here.
Is doing a little something odd there, but that's all right. Well, give it to me. I'll fix it.
Is it supposed to?
It got squished a little bit, I think, in transit.
Oh, no.
There we go. And I have a hat brush.
Oh.
So I better get my hat brush out and fix these.
Yeah, I think you need to fix that one.
Yeah. Well, there's a story about this one, I'll tell you. Okay. But this is from Meyer the Hatter in New Orleans.
Oh.
It's a Bailey's of Hollywood. It's a pork pie hat, just like...
And is this the front?
Just like Walter White wears.
Oh, yeah.
On that show he was on.
Breaking Bad. Yeah, or now, what was the movie with the guy that...
Well, Jazz Players. Yeah. It's a jazz hat.
Yeah, I like this.
Jazz Players wear that. It looks better on bald people.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
And it does. You want to see how bad it looks on me? I don't know why. I bought this hat.
Yeah, I do.
I bought this hat and I thought, oh, I want to look just like Walter White in Breaking Bad. It's not a good hat. My head is too big. It fits. It's not that it doesn't fit. I just don't look good in this hat.
You have a really big head.
You see what I'm saying? It's much better on you. Now, this hat is actually, there's a story here, too. I bought this hat in Cairo. Egypt, not Illinois. Cairo, Egypt. And I bought it from a guy who had a mobile hat, a fez-making machine. You walk up to him, you say, I'll take a fez. And he's got this thing, and he cranks, and it pops out a fez. It's a little whopper-jawed, a little because it got squished in my suitcase.
Whopper-jawed?
Yeah. There. Well, she looks like Walter White, doesn't she? Just like him. You need a goatee. Otherwise, perfect likeness.
Yeah.
I love the pork pie hat, and I was very sad when I found out I can't wear one.
Oh,
but I can wear a fez.
Maybe you just need a bigger one.
I look like Sydney Greenstreet in the Maltese Falcon. The Blackbird.
All right, why do we wear these hats?
Why?
Because it's our app cap. Cap rhymes with app. It's our favorite app of the week. And mine is Sea Hero Quest. So this has been around for a while.
S-E-A or S-E-E?
S-E-A, like an old sea captain. Hero Quest.
But this is for dementia?
This is a study that they're doing. It's put together by,
I should take this.
University College of London.
I'm a lot older than you.
This isn't a test to see if you have dementia. This is to do dementia research. So 2.5 million people have played Sea Hero Quest.
But you don't need to have dementia to play it?
No, you do. You probably should not have dementia to play it.
Well, then what are they learning?
Science. They're doing research. You're gaming for good. It's Deutsche Telekom, London, University of College of London, and University of East Anglia. So you download the game.
Yeah.
And then you can answer just a couple questions, like, you know, are you female or male and your age? Or you can answer more questions and like where you grew up and how much you drive around in a day. More questions. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, so it means something. And then you play, and they're kind of deciding... using your gameplay to do research that would take, you know, lots more money and lots more time. What are the stats? I think they've ranked up like 9,000 hours, 9,400 years.
Years
of gameplay. 9,400.
So they're learning. I don't understand how they learn about dementia from using healthy people.
I guess because they know how old I am and they can figure out
they're testing you to see if you are completely there. There are still more pieces of the journal. Is it a memory game?
So, yeah, I'm memorizing this map.
Okay, I got it.
And then I've got to
go to
find
every
the
place. Okay, that's easy.
So, and then I steer here.
There's one. Okay, go to the right and you'll find two. Right?
All right.
Am I wrong?
No,
Wait a minute. Why are you? What's
what?
Keep going. There it is. I see it in the distance. Yeah, and that's two. Then you hang a Louie or Hockaloogie. Either one would work.
I guess then I got to get to 3.
Yeah, right? Did you get 2? Does that count?
Yeah, I think it only in the third one does the monster explode and put something in your ship. There we go.
There, you got it. Continue. You got 3 stars. You couldn't have done better.
I nailed it.
Nice.
And
they've actually learned
like
something
this.
About dementia there.
I don't know. They say for each minute, that's 4 hours of research. You don't. Why would they lie about this?
No, I believe it. I'm just puzzled by what are they learning?
I don't know. If I had a neuroscience degree, you think I'd be here wearing this silly hat? No, I would not.
That's a trick. That's a trick. Okay. You wouldn't be here. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. If I had a college degree, I wouldn't either.
I have a college degree, just
you
not
have
a neuroscience.
Like you have a PhD, don't you?
In dealing with you, yes.
Doctorate in dealing with Leo.
Dealing with Leo. Mm-hmm.
Of course, I at least put my pants on forwards.
Yes, yes, it's true.
You memorized that map very well, young Megan.
So, yeah. I don't know. If you're going to game, you might as well game
help.
For good.
Yeah, game. I love it.
You know, there's a lot of people with dementia and Alzheimer's, and there's not a cure.
Oh, and it's just terrible. It wreaks havoc. Not only it's on the person, but on the families of the people in it. And it's widespread. It's every family has suffered it, I think. And if you haven't, there's still time. So...
So,
good,
yeah.
I like it.
Sea Hero Quest.
Sea Hero Quest. Now, maybe this is a sign that I'm on my way because I think I mentioned this particular app 3 years ago. But it's time once again, and I don't care. I'm going to do it again. To Elf Yourself from Jib Jab. And this is by the folks at Office Depot and Office Max. Have you ever done this? The idea is, and by the way, each day you'll get, look at this, 1,313,876,000 elves created. Each time you play this, you get a couple of new freebies, but you can also get new dances too. So I've already got some faces. There's me, there's you. What you'll do is you'll take a picture. It could be a picture in your camera roll or a picture that, you take, and then you line up the mouth just like that, and that's just that simple. Let's I just got rid of all my faces, so mm-hmm. let's choose some other pictures here. Probably there's some pictures on Facebook mm-hmm. I could use here. Let's see. Oh, here's a picture of my dog. Mm-hmm. That you think I should put him in there? Yeah, I don't think it's gonna work so well. He's kind of, oh, why not? He doesn't even have a mouth. I don't know. I can take it off my camera roll. Here's some selfies. Let's see. Oh, let's get Lisa in this one. Why don't we? There's my wife. We'll make her face. So you could zoom it. You could even tilt it because she's a little tilted. Put the mouth there. That looks good, right? That looks good. Mm-hmm. And then you could choose a dance. I got to put Megan in there. I can't really do this with them. Let me take a picture of you real quickly. We'll just get you in there here. Easy, easy peasy with your hat on. There you go. There's sweaty Megan. And I'm sorry. Did I say sweaty? I meant hefty. And then, we're going to, that's good. That's good. I like it. But that's good. I'm just going to adjust that a little bit. And then it's pretty easy to find the mouth. There you go. She's going, what am I doing here? And then we'll dance. And what it does, it creates a little video. Little video, which you can send to family and friends. You probably saw this on messages. Crazy Megan and Ozzy sorting the mail. There's Lisa and Leo dancing. I always like this. I look forward to this time of year. And you can send it to your friends and family, post it on Facebook. It's funny, right? You can't help but laugh.
Yeah, you can't
help
but laugh.
Boy, you look insane. Yeah. Look at that. Wow. You're having way too much fun. So that's a little tip, is get somebody to make a crazy face. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, crazy face? It's a regular face.
And you can have a lot of fun. Yeah. You know, I just like this. They really do. I don't know. They do a good
job.
They do.
So wait, now, did you pay for this?
This was free. But there are in-app purchases. And what will happen is you'll quickly tire of this and you'll want some other dances. And they have dances all year round, too. This is like an internet meme. This has been around for years and years.
It's back
called
in the screensavers
Elf Yourself. I could download some dances that I now have on my computer so I could send them out to people. And you see, you can buy for $7, you can buy all the videos. But that's the Secret Santa video. Here's Chrismica, which is, I don't know what that is. It's just a different... Oh! There's... I would say get off his party.
Yeah.
Because gosh knows, that's going to be... That's going to be a lot of fun with... Oh, we're all just having a good old time at the office. Oh, now they want you to buy that. But $6.99, you get 18 videos, including a classic Elf Yourself, Who Could Ever Forget. This takes me back.
Now, is this Jib Jab or not Jib Jab? Is Elf Yourself a different...
I think it's Jib Jab, isn't it? Maybe not, because Jib Jab... Well, now you got me. Now you got me. I always thought this was Jib Jab. It's Elf Yourself. Jib Jab is a messenger thing. And I subscribe to Jib Jab on Messenger because it's so much fun. It looks pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. I know Office Depot sponsors this, but you get free dances every day. Today it's Secret Santa and Chrismica. I don't know. Elf Yourself.
Yeah, do it. Why not?
It's fun. I think it's Jib Jab, isn't it? Mm. And I think it's Jib Jab. I hope it's Jib Jab. I like Jib Jab. And yeah, by the way, don't be put off when you first install this. You get 10 pages of legalese, which makes me think they're like going to use these videos somewhere. Like, you know, you're going to see it on Facebook or something, but I don't think so. But might want to read that. I didn't read it. I just said, okay. I never read that. You don't read that stuff.
No.
Who has time? Life's too short.
No, you got to be watching or listening to this show.
Don't be reading contracts. Just sign on the bottom line. That's what I tell all my employees. Don't be reading.
Yeah, exactly. So we're done here. We've done all we can for you this week. But we will be back next week. And thank you again for the suggestion from Albert about the board games. If you
Lots
guys have a suggestion,
help.
Email me at megan@twit.tv. And yeah, thank you for everyone who sent in the board game.
Even your sister.
Suggestions.
We didn't use hers, though.
No. But I might next week. You never know.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. So how would they send those in, Megan Maroney?
You can tweet at me. I'm at Megan Maroney. You can direct message me on Twitter at Megan Maroney. You can email me, megan@twit.tv, or you can email ios@twit.tv.
Just which, iOS.
I think twit.tv. It's iOS. I haven't
iOS
checked
today?
In a long time. Just
I think it's iOS
Megan.
Today at twit.tv.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just megan@twit.tv.
That's it. That's the easiest. M-E-G-A-N. Yeah.
Whatever you do, do not email Leo because he will never see it.
That's the truth. Megan's always sending me these invitations for 99-cent Ray-Bans. I have yet
no,
to
exactly.
see one.
And if you have a better tip, that tip wasn't so good, I guess, that I had. If you have to do that for everyone, if you have a better tip for getting rid of that, email me.
Yeah, call Apple and get them to fix it. That's a terrible security hole.
And if you invented iCloud, definitely email me.
Would you please? You know what? We got to get an interview on here with somebody who understands iCloud, because clearly we don't. I don't. So please, if you understand iCloud, let us know. Thank you for being here. We had a good fun. We do this show every Monday. Today was a little late started because I was playing with my new Surface Studio.
Your giant iPad.
My giant iPad. It's usually about 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern time, 20:30 UTC. No, I'm sorry, 21:30 UTC. That's the new time. So please join us. We'd love to see you every Monday on iOS Today. Bye-bye.